And a good Wednesday evening to you. And yes, welcome into Smashville Live. We are live. It's a little bit redundant. We're at Brewhouse 100. And this is Smashville Live, so of course it's live. We're out here in Bellevue. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy. We're excited. We're happy to be here, but sad that it's our final show of the season. So thank you for coming out. Would you put your hands together and welcome? We'll go from left to right. Spencer Stastny here at the table with us. And next to him, Jake Livingstone. Guys, how we doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Great. Are you guys excited to be here?
That's a tough question to ask right now. You know, we're just talking about it. It's, you know, hey, it's great. We're a beautiful day and radio show, and that, I'm sure they're excited about that. But it was a sad night last night. How are you guys doing after last night? I was watching Winnipeg and going, come on, guys.
Yeah, I know.
That Connor Hellebuck save, like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah. Watching the game, I thought Wilder kind of taking it to him, and then the Jets kind of scored a couple of goals, you know, right away, back to back kind of stuff. So it was tough watching that. Obviously, it's I just got here pretty recently too, and it's been pretty fun being a part of this playoff push. And I can't imagine, especially the guys who've been here battling out through the whole year, how they feel.
Spencer, were you watching?
No, no, but I don't know. What Jake said before the show, just you want it in your own hands, and just to see it, the season go away when we had nothing to do and we couldn't do anything about it, it's pretty tough to watch.
So, Jake, are we gathering that you watch, when you're not playing, you watch games a lot, or no, just last night?
I say just last night. Being from college and stuff like that, it was more deal with my own stuff and then have to do schoolwork and all that, so I didn't really get to watch a whole lot of hockey. Kind of when I found out I was coming here, I started watching more Preds games and stuff like that. But, yeah, other than that, I think just the important ones is kind of – and obviously playoff hockey you like to watch.
Well, on a bright note, you guys both have some awesome stories. The last month have been pretty crazy for both of you. So, Spencer, start off with you. Let's go back to it. You get called up, and that was a whirlwind day, first of all, right? Can you give these fans a little insight to what that day was like?
Yeah, we had a little day trip to Grand Rapids from Milwaukee, so this is my first time being called up. I had no expectations this was going to happen, so I just have my suit bag and like a change of socks and underwear. And that's
so
it.
How did that happen? Let's pause. How did it happen?
We just got off the ice for morning skate, and I go into the changing room. Our coach just says, "Das, can I like see you over here?" And he's like,
"So what?" And what are you thinking at
that
moment?
That's never a good thing, right?
Right.
Oh.
Like, what are you thinking at that moment?
I'm like, "This never happens. This is not going to be good." He pulls me over. He's like, I don't remember what it was, but it freaked me out. I was like, "I'm sick of your attitude. Like, you're not in the lineup tonight." And I'm like, freaking out.
He said that?
Yeah, something like that. I'm like, wow. "Oh my gosh." And then he's like, "No, like you're getting called up. Congrats."
Wow.
And I'm like, awesome. I don't have time to be excited because I'm still freaking out about what he said. So I just packed my bags after that, wasn't playing that night, and then I was supposed to have a flight out of Grand Rapids that night to come here in Nashville to play the next day. That got canceled. They Ubered me down to Chicago. There's a huge storm that took about four and a half hours. The Chicago flight got canceled, and then I stayed overnight there, flew out in the morning for a noon game here.
The quick turnaround. Of course, your parents, your family beat you here.
Yeah, my mom beat me here from Milwaukee. She was actually on an O'Hare flight the night mine got canceled. So hers made it out.
Oh,
hers
wow.
was like the last flight out of there. And then my dad was in Hawaii when I texted him, and he got in here. He got in here the night before, too. So they both beat me.
Your dad beat you from Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Hey, that's what you're going to do for your boy, right?
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was.
How about you? Well, first of all, let's keep going with you, Spencer. But that first game, tell us what your thoughts were, what was going through your head.
I was just thankful I made it. I was thinking the whole night and even the next morning, like, if my flight gets canceled, that's it. So I was grateful that I actually ended up making it.
You were having doubts that this was going to happen,
Oh,
right?
The whole time I'm like, my luck, here we go. Like, I'm getting called up and I'm not going. Like, there's no way I'm getting there. But I make it on the morning flight, get to the rink about 2.5 hours early, And I think that was actually good for me because I had no time to be stressed. I didn't even think about it. Just got to the rink, got on the ice, and like it happened before I even realized it happened. So it was nice that my family got there, and it was just something really special.
Skillsy, do you have any story over the years, something like that? Where?
Well, I had a similar. I was in on the road. I think I was in Hamilton, and I got called up to play in Ottawa, and the coach called me on the phone in the hotel and said, I don't need you tonight, so you're going to go and play against Ottawa. And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? He's like, the Bruins are calling you back up. And so I went up, and that's when I got to play. My first game, I was in Vancouver, and I got sent back down. Never thought I'd get another sniff, and then they called me back up. So
but didn't have the Uber, long Uber ride.
I just had a long
cancellations.
I had a long ride with one of the scouts, and they took me, and
okay,
and that was it. But Jake, let's go through your story, because you're just a college kid.
I mean, right out of college.
End of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely it was a crazy couple of weeks for sure. Even before I got here, you know, you never want your college career or season to end, and you kind of spent a long time with those guys, and I spent probably 3 years and with my D partner there, and I was leaving, and it was just like, I might never see this guy again. And it was kind of whirlwind of emotions when that kind of happens. But in your rear view after the game ends and a couple of days later and you're making your decision where you're going to go, it's kind of like, okay, this is pretty cool. Like, you get to figure it out. And ended up coming to Nashville and got to jump right in. And it was pretty crazy. First couple of days, I had like 4 days off my first day. I was out skating with the injured guys, and they were getting the day off next day. And I got bag skated with them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is what the NHL is like.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And stuff like that. But then after that, it was just kind of waiting to hear when I was going to play, and kind of figured it out from there. And then eventually I found out from my parents that they were coming out, I think it was Wednesday. And then I kind of put two and two together, like, I'll probably be playing against Carolina on Thursday. And then ended up playing against them, and it was pretty crazy and surreal moment for sure. It was awesome to have my family out there. I had 8 family members that got to come and kind of enjoy it. I'd never seen Nashville before, so they got to see the city with me as well and kind of make that experience. But it was pretty cool. Definitely the first couple shifts, I got danced by Jarvis in the first shift. And then a couple shifts later, I had a breakaway against Aho. Had a breakaway against me and Barry, and I was like, "What did I get myself into?" Like, kind of moment.
And it happens quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then the adjustment. I just adjusted after that, and it was cool to be a part of, and obviously get that win against a really good hockey team. So it was just kind of cool and be a part of that atmosphere, and the guys are awesome. So,
well, you had a different story, like undrafted. Do we have time to go back?
Yeah, let's
like,
do that. Let's do that.
Because. Being undrafted, first of all, did you expect to be drafted, or was that just, you know, like, how did that sit with you? And then coming up, and you just got better and better, and you a great college career, and then, you know, can you take us through that whole mentally, emotionally, physically? How'd you go through all that?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, when I was probably about 17 and 18 around where you get drafted, I definitely wasn't the best player, and I knew that, and I had a lot of works and like quirks and a lot of warts that I had to go through as a hockey player. And I just kind of, at that time in my life, I was just kind of playing it for fun, and kind of I realized that, hey, I could get a college degree and go to school for free. And at that point, I was like, oh, sweet. And then I knew I wanted to play hockey for the rest of my life, so I wanted to pick a good school. And going to Mankato, the coaching staff there and everything, and the people that were in that organization, just that's all we really focused on. The biggest thing, like, guys always joke there, it's like, hey, you didn't come here to play school, you came here to play hockey.
Yeah
stuff like that. So like, I picked that because I wanted to go there, and obviously I wanted to have that degree in my back pocket. And, I'm still working on it now, but just went there, had a really good freshman year. We went to the Frozen Four, just kind of talked to teams then, and then realized, hey, I might have a chance at this. And then sophomore year, I kind of blew up, and I had a really good year. And I talked to teams, and then I had to decide if I was going to sign after my sophomore year.
Right.
And then same thing again, junior year, just had a really good year. And then that was halfway through the year, I knew that I was like, okay, I'm going to leave this year, and I'm ready for this next step. And then, like I said, our season ended, and then it was a week probably of processing which team I'm going to go to, what I'm going to deal with, and kind of where I want to spend the rest of my life with the opportunity and stuff like that. So that was a whole whirlwind itself,
yeah,
kind of figuring out the next path. But, I mean, I'm so grateful to be here and be a part of this organization now. It was definitely, it was easy after looking back on it.
When you had to make a decision, I mean, you know, you have to, like you said, you're trying to decide where you want to be and where you want to go with your life. Like, what were you thinking as far as decision, and why did you, I mean, ultimately you chose the National Predators. Yeah. So what went into that decision?
I think the biggest thing was just opportunity and development. Like, I've seen what they've done with D in the past, obviously.
Pretty good record there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like that. And obviously the people that – you got to have good people around you to grow. And this organization has that. So I think that was the biggest thing. And then obviously I just want to go somewhere where I'm going to have that opportunity to play. And obviously when it comes back to opportunity and development and then the people around you, like, that was kind of just my thought, where I was just like, hey, this is it for me. Like, I had my meetings with other teams, and then after I got off with Nashville, I was like, hey, like, I told my
good
family,
feeling
like,
about
I,
it.
Yeah, no, I was like, I think my gut's telling me
but
this.
But you had never been here, right? Nobody.
Yeah.
Your family, you guys had never stepped foot in Nashville.
No, it's probably a good thing, because I probably
must have been a heck of a phone call. Man.
Yeah, seriously.
Broadway would have scared him away. He said, I don't want to be anywhere near that.
Well, for some, it scares them away. For others, they can't wait to get
some
here, right?
Gravitate to that.
That's right. Seriously. It's on who you are. Okay, I do want to go back.
So, no, wait. Okay. He's got to finish up school. You got to finish up school. You still got, you said, one more class.
Yeah, I got my semester that I'm finishing up here. That's done in May. And then I have one more class after that I'll take the first summer semester and then be graduated.
So, yeah. Get back to training and get back to school.
Yeah,
good
seriously.
For you.
So you said the Frozen Four. So for people here at Brewhouse 100 and people listening that have never experienced that, and hopefully one day that'll be an event that's hosted here. That is certainly a goal down the road. But for people who've never experienced that, tell everybody out there in Radio Land what that experience is like.
It was definitely, going back and looking at it, we went to Pittsburgh my freshman year, and then my sophomore year we went to Boston. Pittsburgh was during COVID, so it was kind of, it was not really much of an experience. Like, it was obviously really cool to be there and be the top four teams in all college hockey. But when we went to Boston, that was probably like the tip of the iceberg when it comes to hockey experiences. Like, walking on the red carpet, we had pretty much the whole town of Mankato, like, there. We had at least 200 people that were just waiting there. Even when Denver for the national championship game, they went out, there was like four Denver jerseys, and our whole crowd was just Mankato fans, which was like, that whole experience was awesome. We sold out TD Garden there, which was sweet.
Yeah.
And like stuff like that, so it was just packed, and like everybody's families got to be there. It was just like, it was an awesome experience. Yeah.
Wow. So what everybody says, it's fantastic.
It is. I mean, you know, for those that don't know college hockey, and we have a Notre Dame guy over here, so we have to pick his brain on that. Pete Weber is beating
say,
up
he
on
he has to be listening.
Of course, he's a huge Notre Dame guy. But, for those that don't know, college hockey is, you know, like you said, you're going to go get your education, but you're trying to build something, and that's where college hockey, I think, has really stepped up in the last 10 years, where it's a good place, a jumping board to get to the NHL. You're playing against big guys, solid guys, like, and older guys, and it's the skill level has jumped up. What did you think of the jump for you, Spencer, to go to the AHL? What did you think of that jump, and then from college to the NHL? I was laughing because you went college to the Canes. Like, that's not an easy transition, Jake. That's I'm going to tell you, the Canes are a hard team to play against. I've seen it. I played against them. That's a tough team to play against. And you said you had to, first period, you got your feet wet quick. But what was that jump like for you guys?
Yeah, I was amazed that he went from college right to that game.
Yeah,
it's taken me a whole year in the AHL, and I'm still getting used to that. So no, I think when I joined the Admirals last year from Notre Dame, I got two games at the end of the year, and I was just overwhelmed out there. So I don't know how he did it up here, but it's just a lot faster. Guys are a lot stronger, and like in college, you can make mistakes. You can get back to the bench, and they're like it happens. Like especially as like a top guy, like they want you to try to do more than
make
probably
plays.
You should. Yeah. And then when I joined the Admirals, it was like, let's maybe take it easy. Like, don't be doing that. So it definitely is taking some time, and I'm still getting used to it. But it's a challenge.
All right, we got some folks who want to meet you. We're going to step away, take a quick break. More with Spencer Stastny, Jake Livingstone here, Brewhouse 100, Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3, The Game. happy but sad. Happy that we're here talking hockey, Brewhouse 100, Smashville Live. Sad it's the final show this season. Want to thank our great sponsors, Super Book Sports, Little Harpeth Beer, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Dulce Vita Tequila. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy, Spencer Stastny, Jake Livingstone here. And, guys, well, we kind of went through the college years. Now let's talk about the pro years, which is what you are now in this room. And a lot of familiar faces, a lot of young guys. Let's start with you, Jake, because you, we just talked about, you're walking in and going, hi, my name is, right? What was that like?
I mean, it was pretty cool. McCarron, I work out with him in the summer.
Okay.
So I kind of know, like, we know each other. I mean, it's not, you see him for an hour a day, but it's nothing crazy. So him, it was kind of a familiar face.
I mean, you don't call him Big Sexy, right? You guys aren't that tight?
No. I mean, everybody calls him at workout. Everybody calls him Big Mac or Big Mike.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I stuck with. I knew Spencer a little bit. We have one of my best friends from home, played with him at Notre Dame, and we played against each other in college. But other than that, it was pretty much just like, hey, you know, the guys, like, you know, Yossi, obviously Johansson, Sissons, like guys like that, and obviously McDonough, like guys like that. So you're kind of just like, nice to meet you kind of thing. But other than that, like everybody's, like I said earlier, like everybody's treated me so good and everybody's so nice to me and like has been so welcoming and stuff like that. And like guys take me out for lunch or going out for dinner and stuff like that on the road, like guys involving me, which is like obviously tough to do when a new guy comes in, right? So it was crazy at first, but just kind of remembering everybody's name, the staff, everybody, because in one day you're meeting, you know, 35, 40 people, but now I'm starting to get familiar.
Here you go. Here's all your new best friends.
Yeah,
good exactly. luck. Have fun.
Yeah, so I'm starting to get familiar with it, and it's been awesome. It's been so cool to be here, and like I said, I'm so grateful.
Spencer, what about you?
I think it made the transition from Milwaukee to Nashville easier just because half the team from Milwaukee is here. So it was nice that they made that transition a lot easier, just like Evangelista Sherwood. I mean, all the guys that I had played maybe half a season with in Milwaukee, they're all up here and they're welcoming me. So just to have them around and show me around and help me like meet everyone here has been awesome.
Did you try to stay in contact with them when they were here and you were still in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think a few of them were like going back and forth, so it's nice to hear like they were up here for a bit, came back down, we talked to them, how was it, like talked to them about that. But I mean, we're always in the group chat together, we always try to keep in touch, and it's nice to track their progress when they're up here and everyone's been doing so well. It's fun to root for them.
I was going to say, what is that like seeing not only are they here and sticking, they're doing well. I mean, they're having a lot of success. I mean, Tommy Novak, this guy, this all year has just been on fire for, 44 games now?
Yeah. I think practicing with him in training camp and then the start of the year in Milwaukee,
you kind of knew,
like, he should probably be up here.
Really?
I mean, even, like, Evangelista, all these guys, like, you know they're going to get their shot. And when they got that shot and they took advantage, it's like, that's about right. Yeah, good for them. Like, you're rooting for them, and it's like they earned that. So it's not surprising, and I'm just happy they're all doing so well.
I was kind of – I had a good laugh because I was talking to Nick Barnowski, and I was asking him – and he handles us, the media, and he handles you guys. He was talking about it, and he's saying they have a whole new lingo. Like, the Milwaukee guys, the guys that got called up – it's a whole new way of talking. And I know I've seen some, Jake, I've seen some of your interviews, and you're talking about the peeper, you know, like that's a power play, I assume. I don't know the whole new lingo, but like you guys are talking, it's a whole new lingo. Did you notice that when you got in? Because you know, we have our core group in Nashville, and a lot of them are injured. Some got traded. And so I'm on the outside going, okay, what is this new dynamic in the locker room? So what was that like for you, Spencer? You go in and hear a lot of the same voices with guys like Colton Sissons and Yakov Trenin and Ryan McDonough, like Dante Fabro. These guys are part of that old group, and then there's a new group. So what was that dynamic like?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because the guys that are, like, running the locker room down in Milwaukee, like, the guys you listen to are the guys that are – really controlling that atmosphere and that culture, and then you come here and like they're the young guys and they're kind of like have to assimilate to the older guys here.
A little different though in this case.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a lot different, but no, I think like guys in Milwaukee will get called up, come back down, and then they'll sort of take some of the habits and the things that people say up here down there, and we're like, what does this mean? Like just simple terms like bub or something like that, and you're like, what is going on?
What is bub? What is bub?
I'm still trying to learn. I don't use it, but it's just like random things people say in the locker room, and like the peeper thing, just stuff like that, where certain teams will say different things and it'll catch on, and then you just got to learn to be part of the culture. But
are you guys? I know Jake. I saw one interview from you in college. And I was like, oh, this guy's a hockey talk guy. He's got all the lingo down. You were throwing all the lines out there. Are you like a new age hockey talk guy?
Yeah. I mean, I just, like he said, you kind of just adapt to where you're around. Like in college, I was just kind of how we talked, all the guys. Like, we're just a bunch of, like, you want to stay young and, like, you're just trying to stay young and, like, be, like, you know, be as mature as you can, but be immature at the same time and just be a kid still. And, like, I don't feel like, I don't know, everybody has fun with it and stuff like that, so that's just kind of how we talk. And like you said, guys say bub around here. I still don't know what that means, but guys call me, it's on, like, sometimes they be like, hey, bub.
You take it as a compliment?
Yeah.
You like, hope?
Oh. Yeah, you're like, oh, it's calling everybody else that, whatever. I mean, they, like, it's kind of just a universal term, I guess. So it's just stuff like that where it's just like you just adapt or die, really, in that situation.
I want to go back, Spencer, to what you said about Novak. When you said – you just knew. Like, what did you know? What was it about him that you knew that he would maybe have this type of success he's been having?
Yeah, well, I played him a few years, I think a couple of years when I was at Notre Dame and he was at Minnesota. And, of course, they were just killing us.
He was like, pretty nasty there, right?
He would do whatever he wanted. And then when I got here, I was kind of surprised to see him in Milwaukee because I'm like, that guy's the greatest college player I've played against. Like, what's going on? And then we're out there in practice and he's got three guys on him and he just keeps the puck. He goes through all of us and we're like, yeah. No, he's still that good. So I think when he got called up and he took advantage, like, we're all rooting for him, but we all knew, like, he had that in him, and it's something special watching him right now.
Well, what we're trying to figure out, because Hal and I had him for one of these Smashville Lives and we had fun with just he's steady Eddie.
Well, I think I didn't know whether he would be the same. His dog could die or he could score a goal, and you couldn't tell the difference. Yeah. He's just like, is he always like that?
A hat trick or a minus three? You don't know the difference.
Does he just hide it really well, or does he get – he got excited. He did get excited about one of the goals he had. He was pretty excited about
it. He did.
No, I think he's a great guy first and foremost, but no, he's just steady. Yeah, he's cool, and he definitely, I think this helps him in his game for sure. He just doesn't let the moment get to him.
Yeah.
Like you saw against Calgary, like just another shootout, just another goal for him.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely helps him in his game, especially he's like a skill guy. Like he may stick handle through a couple guys, lose it. Like who cares? He's gonna do it again. He's gonna get through him. So it definitely helps him out. But no, he'll show emotion. He's definitely a fun guy to be around.
You also have some young guys, younger than you guys. And, you know, Tomasino, Evangelista. So what have you seen from them? Because we're all trying to figure it out. What do you see from those guys?
Do you want to? I probably.
You know more than I do.
You're still trying to figure it out, right?
Yeah, I think those two especially, they're energy guys. Like, they just love hockey. They love having fun. And they're such skilled players that, like, they're having fun out there. That means they're dangling guys. They're going through guys. And it's fun to watch. Both great playmakers.
Yeah.
And, especially, like, I've done a lot of camps in the summer with both of them just as draft picks, and like, they're just special players.
All right, so you guys both, your first partner, Tyson Barrie, I was laughing, like, hey, you're in, you know, he gets traded. This guy's gone through a lot, right? He gets traded from a playoff team and comes to a team that's a seller, and then all of a sudden he's playing with a bunch of new guys, and then all of a sudden they're making a run for the playoffs. So he's got Spencer. He was your first partner, right? You played with, and then Jake, you jump in. He's your first partner. Like, so what can you say about him? He's been fantastic for the Preds. So, you know, I know him well enough, but what is he like in the locker room, on the ice, playing with him?
You can can go up first. You play. I'll answer after.
Yeah. Initially, I saw that on the game sheet for my first game. I'm like, great. Like, he's gonna witness the train wreck. That's my first game. Like, I should apologize to him right now.
Your first game was far from a train wreck. Both of you guys jumped in and you were awesome. I will say that.
It was surreal. Like, I got texts after the game like congratulating me, but I got quite a few being like, hey, like, how is it playing with Tice? Like, how is he? Just a lot of people who wanted, like, who were excited to watch me, but they really wanted to watch him.
Yeah.
So, no, he was extremely supportive. Like, I know hopping in with both of us and you guys, like, that's got to be something. He's the greatest, like, one of the best in the league, like, veteran. Like, I'm sure you're not expecting to play with a bunch of new guys when you're out there.
Yeah.
But he handled it well, like, really loud out there for me, so it made it
a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he just made a lot of good plays to where I didn't have to stress about handling the puck. He just let him do his thing and float out there for a bit and call it a good shift.
And so, Jake, you moved him to the left side. You said, hey, I want the right side, so you got to move over to the left. So what was that like with you?
It was good, yeah. Obviously, a veteran like that, you kind of just want to let him, like, do his thing. And he's been, like Spence said, he's so good, like, just with the puck and away from the puck and stuff like that and communicating and letting us, like, young guys and kind of get used to it. And I was pretty funny, like I said, the breakaway or whatever. He's like, hey, I guess we're going to have to buckle down on the D side tonight, huh? Like, joking around, like, just trying to keep things light.
Yeah.
When he knows, like, obviously it wasn't a great start, but at the same time, like, he's just so good and, like, just so nice, like, such a great guy and keeps everything light, which makes it easier for you to jump into situations like that where you're just, like, at the end of the day, you could be, like, holy, like, you know, this is the NHL. You're playing your first game. Like, a lot of emotions going on. He keeps it light, and he was just great. And great to be around.
Well, I got to put this into context here. My first game was in Vancouver. I told you my first game was in Vancouver. I had been on the road for, I think, 5 or 6 games. We had the road swing, and I jumped into Vancouver. I got on the ice. I went back. I went to rim it around the boards. It missed going in my own net by about a foot. I hit the side of the net. I went and got it and rimmed it around the boards again. It got out and I changed, and that was the last shift I got. So when you're telling me, like, I had a rough start, because Jake, I'm pump your tires here. You adapted to that game, and we talked about playing the Canes. You adapted to that game, and then there was one play. You're going down, you're holding the blue line. You bring it in, and you turn, like, a quick little spinorama backhand to the middle. Perfect. I think he hit Cody Glass or a pass, and you're off on the attack. And I was like, how did you find the confidence to jump? You know, like, you're playing your first game. I know how that feels and the panic that you get. How did you settle your nerves in that game? And you said you talked about Tyson.
Yeah.
Like, we got to lock it down. But you still – you went out and made plays, and as the game went on, you got better and better.
Yeah, I think just like I said, it was just like getting the nerves out, and like I said, Tice being really, like, you know, joking around and, like, just having fun with it and, like, lightening the mood, that helps. Or it's just like, hey, it's like, and then at the end of the day too, it's like, you know, they get a breakaway or something.
Well,
yeah, and it's just like, hey, it's the worst thing that could probably happen. I mean, and they didn't score, so, like, they just go out and play. And then I remember that play right before that, actually, I tried to bank it off the wall, and then it went right to their guy, and then came right back to me. So I was like, oh, I mean, might as well do something now. I tried to do the simple play, and I turned it over, so might as well do something that actually might work.
Hey, that worked. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, it's just stuff like that. You just start to become more comfortable, and, like, from my first game to my third game, like, being comfortable and stuff like that, and I still got ways to go with playing 100% my game that I'm used to playing and being 100% confident, but it's just like it comes over time.
All right, we'll step away again. We'll come back more with Spencer Stastny, Jake Livingstone. We're here at Brewhouse 100. You're listening to Smashville Live on 102.5 and 106.3, The Game. We're back here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Smashville Live. Darren McFarland, Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy.
You Spencer. Have to tell him every time that I'm a.k.a. Skillsy?
Yeah, I mean, just for people to know.
Yeah.
I could just say Hal Gill, Skillsy. Or Skillsy.
But you can just call him Skillsy. I think people get it now.
All right.
You set the stage.
You're saying it's a little repetitive? It's a little redundant?
A little bit.
Okay. I want to thank our fantastic sponsors before. You're going to have, guys, a little sit-down with Skillsy. Is that better?
Okay.
See, he's gonna.
There you go.
He's gonna. He's gonna ask you about, you know, some off-season stuff and, you know, what you're gonna work on. Coach Skillsy is gonna talk to you. But I want to thank Superbook Sports, Little Harpeth Beer, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Dulce Vita Vita Tequila. It's like I've had some. I have. It's fantastic. You should try it. Just not during the show. I do want to ask one thing before you sit down with Coach Skillsy. The shootout. We already talked about that a little bit, but some things had to happen. I mean, Cody Glass and Novak, that was exciting. That was an exciting shootout. What was it like to be a part of that? And, by the way, on the road.
I mean, I thought it was pretty sweet,
it's
actually.
It's a good building to play in, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely.
The Flames coming down from the ceiling. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, it is sweet. I grew up, like, watching the Flames, stuff like that in my hometown. That's the closest city, so my grandma's from there. So it was just kind of – it was cool to be in that building, you know, that Flames fans and just Canadian hockey, pretty much everybody. You go to those buildings, it's pretty loud, and it's always going to be fun, especially a game of that magnitude. But it was pretty – it was just crazy to be a part of, like – to get into Juice made some big saves in OT. Mac, he had some help there in OT to keep the game at it was 2-2, right? So I just think in the shootout, it was just crazy. You're just kind of hoping, like, keeping that Juice making the saves and then guys like Glass, you know, being big-time players. And a lot of guys joking around, he had ice in his veins and stuff like that. And, you know, he's just like – stuff like that. So, I mean, it was just crazy. Like, we showed on the bench a lot more emotion than Novi did, for sure, after he scored. But, yeah, it was just that whole atmosphere and, like, just being a part of that was sweet. And just, like, for us new guys, being a part of that playoff push and stuff like that, it was just – it was cool.
Spencer, were you just getting ready?
No.
Were you going to pick my number?
No, we had a 17-round – 15 or 17-round shootout in Milwaukee. I didn't go. So, no, I was quite safe there on the end of the bench. But
I always untied my skates. So I was like,
I unstrapped the
bucket. The backup goalie's going to go before Skillsy's going, so I don't have to worry about that.
No, I think any time you – I just love watching Novak and Evangelista, guys like that, go. I think their moves always amaze me. So just watching them is something special, and especially that moment when we know we won, the bench just freaking out. That's always so fun.
Yeah, it's a great. It was a great atmosphere, and I love the way you guys played. And right, I mean, you guys have competed so hard. Just new guys jumping in, like you guys, veterans stepping up, like everyone just came together. But I want to get into, you know. This is your chance. You have two more games here, and then, you know, Spencer, you're going to go off to Milwaukee, hopefully make a long run. You got a lot of guys going to Milwaukee. Jake, you're going back to college, and you're going to try to figure out. But, like, after playing this handful of games and getting your feet wet in the NHL, summer plans, first of all, what would you want to work on your game now that you've seen the NHL? What would be your next step? Like, okay, this is what it's all about. This is what I want to be better at and what I need to be better at to stay at this level.
Yeah, I think for me it's a lot of footwork at the blue line, but also like working on my shot, working on puck retrievals, and just trying to skate with big, powerful, strong guys, just to get used to that strength and that speed at this level. So I think it's a lot just working on battles in the corner and just a lot of hard work in the summer.
How about you, Jake?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just become a little more explosive. He's a really great skater. Stas.
Yeah, it took, I think there was one guy that you played against, Spencer, in the first game. I saw a guy go wide, and you gapped up, and you had you started skating forward with him. And you're like, oh no, I need to adjust.
Yeah.
And but it took one time. It was impressive to see you make that quick adjustment, because it is faster. There's guys that can blow away, and so skating is obviously everyone wants to work at it. But go ahead, Jake. I wanted to preface that because it has been impressive watching Spencer go out there and
absolutely.
Skate.
Like, he can outskate pretty much almost anybody, at least anybody that I've seen him go against.
It always helps.
And that always helps for sure.
But same with my game.
I think just the biggest thing is getting more explosive, so that I think everybody, pretty much anybody in the hockey world, can say they can work on their speed and get faster and stronger. But I think just little things like, I say don't dust the puck off as much because I'm used to that in college where it's like I can pick up a puck, stick handle maybe one or two times and then make a play, where it's just like guys in this league, it's just like, you know, they pick up the puck and then it's a quick backhand. And that just comes with habits and just, you know, it's a pretty easy thing to fix once you know you got to fix it. But stuff like that, yeah, just retrievals are always going to be huge, and just making that good first pass and stuff like that, and probably just learn how to defend consistently and make it a habit where it's not just you're thinking about it during the game, but it's just second nature.
Yeah. Is there anything that surprised you, or is that basically what you knew you had to work on, both of you? Like, you know, Spencer, when you're looking at it, you say, okay, you know what you need to work on in your game. Did it change your mind playing this handful of games?
No, I think these are things that I was working on in Milwaukee too. I think they definitely emphasize like boxing out and being good against the bigger guys, just so moving ahead here, like they do trust me against some top lines and top guys like that. So I think it's something I kind of knew, but it definitely was a big increase coming up
here.
And guys are even better at this level at that. So yeah. I think I just really I need to prioritize that for sure this summer.
With you, Jake, same idea?
Yeah, I mean,
no change.
Even before, yeah, it was pretty much the same. Even before, I knew that at this level, you have an idea. You know what's better players, so you know that you're gonna have to step that part of your game up. So I was just it's kind of almost just gets reinforced. Like you just know, and then you figure it out, and then you just. You already knew that.
Yeah. All right. So the important part, this is what I want to get into. All right. And summer's off. Summer's here. I know you got some work to do, but what do you have for a plan for the summer? What do you guys like to do in the summer? Like you're NHL players now, you know, like I would want to, you know, show a little swagger in the summer, go have some fun. What do you guys like to do in the summer? And don't just say you're training all summer. Come on. Give me something good.
Something fun.
No, I'm not training all summer.
You need some time down. Eh?
Yeah.
You got a long AHL playoff run coming up, we
hopefully,
hope.
Yeah,
we
hopefully.
Hope. And then you got your summer.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it's the same with Jake, but like I was used to going to Notre Dame for 6 weeks every summer, so that's really where I train, and then I'd go home for like 3 weeks before that, 3 weeks after, and that'd be my rest period.
Right.
So I think I'm still trying to figure out, like, what I'm doing, where I'm training, stuff like that. I'll always have some skates, like, in Chicago and stuff, but I'm from Milwaukee, so it's nice having the Admirals there, and I can always go in to work out and all the resources there. But, no, I think, actually, for our team in Milwaukee, I'm, like, our PHPA rep, so I'm going down to Florida for a nice little trip there.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah, I don't know. My girlfriend lives in Houston, so I'll go down and visit her for a bit, but... I'll be all over the place, but I'll go back and forth. And
are you a golfer, fisher, nothing in particular, just kind of taking life as it comes at you?
Yeah. I'll golf once a year. I'll shank a few shots, then call it by the 13th hole. I say I like fishing. I'll go out there for a bit. I won't catch anything for about 3 hours, then I'll be done for the year as well. So, yeah, I'll try a lot, but I'll give up on most of it right away.
How did you become the PA rep?
No one wanted to do it, so I'm a young guy.
I did. I was the NHL PA rep, and I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great. You get into it. So what do you think of it? You're a smart guy, though. You kind of get all this stuff, and you want to be involved in that.
Yeah, I definitely do. Actually, Tommy Apap is our PA rep there. He's unable to make the trip, so, like, for the past 3 weeks I've been kind of taking over, like I've been going for this trip, so no, I think I'm getting the trip without doing all the work all year, so I'm excited about that. So maybe next year I'll take over for the actual responsibilities, but I get a trip out of this.
Do you have real interest in doing that?
Are
we looking at a future GM in the NHL
I,
soon?
I don't someday? Know about GM, but it'll be interesting to learn more about that side of the game for sure.
Yeah. How about you, Jake? What does summer look like for you?
I try to get home for at least, you know, 2 or 3 weeks in the summer. I'm from a really small town, so there's not really a whole lot going out there. But when I am home, I got a lake place there that my family hangs out. I got a bunch of buddies that have cabins that are pretty much right next to mine. So we get to hang out and, you know, have fun and enjoy the boat and, you know, hit the beach.
See, what did I tell you? Yeah. I told you, the boat is big.
Yeah.
I just made in the NHL.
Skills,
I got a boat.
He called it.
I know, like it's
like boat time.
Yeah. Boat time.
I'm not. Don't worry though. I'm not buying my own boat. I'm going to be using my mom and dad's for a couple of years for sure. Yeah, but I usually do that when I'm home, and then I don't know. Like,
do you captain the boat?
Yeah, it just depends. You know, if you know dad has a few too many, I'm going to have to captain the boat. Okay. Or it just depends on the day or not. So.
But you're comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it since I was probably 14. Okay. So.
Are you like a wake surfer? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I enjoy wake surfing. We're either sitting on the beach.
I didn't have that growing up. Yeah. Like I'm jealous. You're just floating around with your friends, surfing, listening to music.
Yeah, so like all my friends there are pretty much like
Skillsy
family
is
friends.
So jealous. Oh, right now. So jealous.
Yeah.
By the way, if you invite him, he will come.
You're more than welcome. I'm sure my parents would love to have you out. Yeah, but it is fun. I mean. Like family friends and stuff like that. All my buddies growing up, mom and dad are best friends with their parents. So it's just like, it's almost like a big old reunion of your buddies and stuff like that. So that part's fun. And then usually I head out to Detroit, and that's where I do most like my training and stuff like that. And then without Mankato for 6 weeks, I don't know what that's going to entail. Like you said,
a little adjustment period.
Yeah.
You're going to be on your own.
Yeah, seriously. But I'm going to have to go back to school here probably after the season and just make sure that I pass those classes that I'm in right now and just kind of hammer down that for a couple of weeks and then train and then pretty much enjoy my summer and my time off all I can, but I don't really have too many plans, to be honest.
We didn't even ask you your degree. What's your degree going to be in?
Business management.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, he's going to run it.
He's going to run the business. He's going to hire Spencer over there.
I think he's going to be running the business.
He's going to be running the business?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get some questions in the audience. Gina has the mic. She's back. We'll come back. We'll answer those questions as you listen to Smashville Live here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're back here on Smashville Live. I want to thank Superbook Sports, Little Harp of Beer, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Dulce Vita Tequila. Special thanks to them for sponsoring Smashville Live this year. Darren McFarland, Skillsy, Spencer Stastny, and Jake Livingstone. Let's go out in the audience. Gina has the microphone.
I do. I'm back.
Gina's back.
Yay.
She is back. And
thanks, guys.
Gina.
Oh, we're good. Yeah.
We're not there yet.
I felt welcomed enough. Thank you. So my buddy Benjamin here, he has a question, but he's a little shy. So Grandma is going to ask the question. But it's from Benjamin.
Okay.
He looks a lot shy.
He wanted to know, what were your emotions and feelings when you stepped out onto the NHL ice for your debut lap? Because he plays hockey.
I mean, it was crazy. You kind of dream about that stuff when you're a kid and stuff like that. Oh. So it was just sweet to be a part of it. And then at the end of the day, it was just like, you just got to take it with just think it's another hockey game. And it was just an awesome experience. And hopefully you can feel it one day for sure.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be there, but I couldn't stop smiling, so it was a nice little 10-15 seconds there just to have it with yourself, and I know my family was there cheering me on, so I was happy I saw them.
What did that mean for you to have your family there? I know for me, I just wanted my family to, like, I parents do so much for you, right? You just want to see, like, how awesome is that that they live that dream with you?
I think especially since for me it was such a last-minute thing, just to have them drop everything they were doing and come support me. It's something they've been doing their whole lives, but just to see it there at the biggest stage and to see how happy they were, it was definitely an emotional moment.
Yeah, same for me. Like you said, parents and my brother especially, they've been there the whole ride, and I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my brother putting on the skates when he was 5 and me just following him, being the idiot young brother I am. And I didn't know this at the time, but my brother and my dad, they were crying when I was taking my my rookie lap, and wow. I just kind of, it was one
I'm
of those
crying
moments.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah, and it was just like, I could hear when I saw my dad, when I saw him right after morning skate, I saw him first time since I probably 2 months or something since school, and I could hear his voice cracking a little bit like he was about to cry. I'm like, not here, Dad. I can't be crying in front of everybody right now. But, yeah, it was so awesome, and I was so happy that they could be there.
Okay. We know that, unfortunately, Minnesota did not take care of business last night, so you should take care of them. on Thursday. But in all seriousness, the crowd is going to be fantastic. The fans have really enjoyed this run, right? When everybody, when the trades happen, Hal talked about it, everybody just left this team for roadkill on the side, like their season's over. And you kept it alive, and it came down to the very end. Unfortunately, Thursday and Friday, there's nothing on the line. But what do you want to get out of Minnesota and Colorado in front of the home crowd to finish off this regular season?
Yeah, I think we're both new guys, and personally I think we both just love the experience, and they're happy to give us that. But just to give the people here a good show and show them great effort, for especially a fan base that I know that's loyal to these guys and have been cheering through, just cheering for the Predators this whole process, like the trade deadline and everything after that. They've had a lot of new guys up here, and they've supported all of them and welcomed all of them. So I think it's just finishing strong and playing how the Predators play.
Yeah, and I mean, like Stas said, it's kind of the same with me. It's just get that experience and keep on going, and hopefully every day you're getting better. Because at the end of the day, it's a job, and each year and probably pretty much each day, somebody else is trying to take your job away from it, because it's probably, you know, the best job in the world. So at the end of the day, you just want to get that experience and just keep getting better and enjoy your time with the teammates and stuff that you have, because every year, even in college, you know, everything changes, teams change, and you'll never have the same group of guys that you had that year you have. So I think just enjoying that and soaking everything in.
Well, we want to...
Like, just like these guys were great tonight.
They were fantastic.
They've been great on the ice.
They have.
Just don't take my radio job. You guys are great. You guys are awesome.
They got a ways to go. Al, you're good.
I know.
They're going to play hockey for a good while.
I know they are. They're going to have a great careers, and thanks for coming on, guys. That's awesome.
Yep. Really appreciate you coming out.
So fun watching you guys.
Thanks to everyone who came out all season long. These shows were fantastic. So give it up for Spencer Stastny, Jake Livingstone, for being the final guest of this season of Smashville Live. Hal, great job as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Shakes.
For Hal Gill.
Darren McFarland, a.k.a. Shakes. You've never seen a man eat, drink more shakes than this guy.
That did happen.
An absolute legend.
It was regrettable, but it happened. That is going to do it for our coverage here tonight. Enjoy these last two games, and we'll see you next season. Stay tuned. Preds Insiders is next. Cheers.